Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Load them up, boys. We're baby crackers when we need them.
And here we go. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Do you have you ever noticed what the left pushes, what the messages they're sending out there today? The message they're pushing is that we suck. America sucks. We're bad. We're this, we're that. We're racist. We're burning Gaia down. All these things. You know, it's just never ending. That's a hard product to sell and to sell well, you know. And now you can smell something coming from them. Do you smell it? Do you smell their fear rising over the competing reeks of Prius new car smell of kale and of the armies of shambling, squatting hobos that have come to symbolize the modern leftists? That O-Day-O-O is the scent of progressives realizing that maybe pushing an ideology that tells the majority of America that you stink is not going to lead to the sweet smell of success. I'm just spitballing on that. One thing I do know is that everybody hates CRT, critical race theory, that bizarre, ridiculous, and morally illiterate hodgepodge of Marxist mumbo-jumbo blended with a healthy dose of the kind of racial hash that would make Democrat David Duke beam. Even the leftist wine moms, who were so ecstatic about the recent lack of mean tweeting, ironic that the only man able to give them pleasure was Donald Trump, and he does it by not doing anything despite his Marxist pestilence. The guys in the campaign business that I've talked to are giddy and often burst into spontaneous jigs of pure glee at the poll numbers they're seeing. They've got a message out there. They're saying, hey, Congress, congratulations. Thanks to CRT, there's something America hates more than even you. You see, normal America is fighting back. On social media, at school board meetings, in the states, and even in Congress, people are sick of this junk, and its purveyors are baffled. They thought enlisting in the cultural lynch mob was going to get them nothing but kudos, and it's not working out that way. Even the mighty are taking hits. Like Secretary of Defense, that guy from Raytheon, he took a break from losing wars to testify before the Senate the other day, only to lose there too, because there, former Army guy Tom Cotton read him some snippets of the works of Henry Rogers, who ridiculous people call Ibrahim X. Kendi. Ibby, as his friends call him, is one of the brightest lights of race hustling, which is the world's lowest bar. And the Secretary of Defense was forced to repudiate George Wallace Kendi's position of discrimination now, discrimination tomorrow, discrimination forever. And then he tried to wiggle out of Cotton's net by denying that he had even read Kendi's slim, if not physically, then intellectually and morally, book. Which was super awkward because the war-losing, ship-colliding Zampolits of the brass have been ostensibly putting this noxious trash on the military reading list. You might want to know what the hell you're teaching young officers who you think. You know, when you're teaching people to go out there and fight your war. But then I would also think our military ought to be fixated on victory instead of declaring war on the weather. Or on trying to outdo the faculty lodge at Oberlin in the PC arms race. So clearly not everyone hates CRT. The jerks like it. And there's several flavors of jerks. There are the go-along, get-along saps in the military, academia, Hollywood, and the corporations who push it because they know their masters want them to push it. The Democrats love it. Or at least they did before people started learning about it and the polls plunged. Naturally, the GIMP media is in 100% because CRT is the official narrative, and the media's job is to pimp the official narrative. And, of course, you can send in the clowns like Hank Kendi or whatever his name is this week. They're making bank for supervising struggle sessions where guilty white leftists who never owned slaves ritually abase themselves to people who never were slaves. It's a creepy BDSM vibe to the groveling of these people of power. The shame, as the great Ace of Spades has observed, is part of the kink. Speaking of pasty submissives who take a two-binion delight in their own humiliation, the never-Trump sissies of cruise ship conservatism have anchors weighed in on CRT as well. Apparently, true conservatism, which that's trademarked, by the way, not only requires that we don't fight back against CRT, but we actively run interference for it. Which makes you wonder what William F. Buckley would do. And apparently apologize for his privilege and commit to doing the work of tearing down the cis patriarchal paradigm while standing athwart history, tearfully confessing, I am complicit. So their backlash to our backlash has begun. You have the blue check chuckleheads doing it. The media morons are doing it. And naturally the David French connection doing it because, of course, the unread Birkenstock liquors of Team Ahoy would flack for the left. The problem here is not CRT. The problem is that normal people are rejecting CRT, and therefore the elite who invites these pipsqueaks on MSNBCNN, where they, for a sweet shining moment, get to pretend they're back in 2005 when people with influence took their calls. They're looking for coherence in their pathetic bleeding about America's rejection of their garbage race fantasies. Keep looking. One of their favorite flexes is to try to seize on things that we Americans like and that they don't like freedom of speech to convince us to submit. So we are treated to the spectacle of super serious and concerned protectors of mud democracy bewailing the terrible attack on freedom of speech that is our refusal to allow unionized teachers and unelected bureaucrats to indoctrinate our kids with their bigoted balderdash. And let's unpack this notion a bit. Not that it matters because they aren't serious people, but stay with me here. Something has to be taught in the schools, and that means someone has to decide what that is. And CRT shills contend that the right to decide what that is belongs to, wait a second, unionized teachers and unelected bureaucrats and not American citizens. That's their answer. So now my question becomes, well, whatever happened to mob democracy? And the answer to that, of course, is shut up, racist. Next in the argument is CRT is too complex and subtle for our little minds to comprehend. So, leaving aside the question of why we would want to teach such advanced concepts to little kids, you know, they throw this idea out there at us that we only attack it because we don't understand it. So does that mean that CRT does not hold the position that America is a bastion of white supremacy, that while white people are racist, and non-white people can't be racist, because if that's not CRT, a bunch of people are calling not CRT and calling it CRT. They need to get their story straight and get us back on what CRT is. And we'll stick to teaching kids how to read and count and love the country. How about that? Of course, once again, there's an answer for that one too, which is once again, shut up, racist. They're so used to being able to call us racist where we just go and freeze. Like a deer in the headlights. Those days are gone. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
beat. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. You know, the FBI, which used to be everybody's hero, they're a disgrace now. They're just a huge disgrace. You remember how the conservatives went out of their way to separate the rank and file FBI agents from the corrupt actions of Jim Comey, Andrew McKay, Bill Price Stapp, excuse me, James Baker, James Rybicki, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, and others, as more evidence came to light revealing that the top brass of the Bureau had worked to create an insurance policy that could be used to overthrow President Trump from office. Writers and television pundits would always couch any criticism of the Bureau in some respectful language like, we're only talking about high-ranking officials here, not the FBI itself, which is filled with the best agents in the world who are always looking out for America. I kind of think we can dispense with that now, with that whole overly protective pleasantry at this point. The FBI is a goon squad of un-American thugs who have taken over the worst elements of the East German Stasi police state and Cosa Nostra's organized crime and turned it into a blueprint for exercising and keeping illegitimate power over their enemies. They aren't a law enforcement organization, and they certainly don't give a rat's rear end about justice. They're regime enforcers with badges. If the stated reason for the FBI's inception was to pursue federal crimes that might otherwise be unenforced or overlooked in the interstate wilderness separating local jurisdictions, J. Edgar Hoover wasted no time turning the Bureau into a personal domestic intelligence force capable of intimidating political enemies and insulating himself from potential removal through the judicious use of blackmail. Before Jim Comey was secretly leaking to the press and using Hillary Clinton's Russia collusion dossier in an operation to take down Trump, Mark Felt, the FBI's second in command at the time of the Watergate scandal, and the anonymous deep throat who made Woodward and Bernstein famous, actually succeeded in bringing down President Nixon. In this way, the FBI has at least as much experience at overthrowing American governments as it does any enemy state. You think it was sufficiently clear, as evidence mounted over the last five years, that Comey and Company had undertaken a mission with John Brennan at CIA, Bruce Orr at Maine Justice, Nellie Orr and Glenn Simpson at Fusion GPS, Hillary Clinton, Susan Rice, James Clapper, and Christopher Steele, the Russia hoax dossier author and former Russia desk head at Britain's MI6, to frame the sitting president of the United States as a Russian asset by repeatedly filing fraudulent FISA affidavits with America's Secret Surveillance Court. Secret Squirrel Surveillance Court, among other unprosecuted crimes, to spy on Donald Trump and his associates. Then there were the efforts of Rod Rosenstein and Andy Weisman and Robert Mueller and their army of 50 FBI agents who spent 2 years trying to entrap Trump on phony obstruction of justice charges during a bogus special counsel witch hunt. So just as the FBI has subverted justice in order to get Trump, it has gone out of its way to provide the Democratic Party and its intersectional tribes general immunity. After a disgraced FBI director, former FBI director, James Comey laid out the elements for a prosecutable case against Hillary Clinton in 2016 for storing top secret material on a bathroom server easily accessible to China and Russia, he immediately dismissed the idea of criminal charges, insisting that no reasonable prosecutor could obtain a conviction, an admission that either federal prosecutors or federal juries are incapable of punishing Democrats. And then nobody got charged. Hillary didn't get charged. When the Russia hoax was finally revealed as an intelligence community operation run by the Obama White House to spy on the Trump campaign and implode his presidency, nobody in charge was ever held accountable. Black Lives Matter and Antifa more or less run roughshod over America with the FBI's blessing and backing, leaving no doubt the U.S. has an intentionally rigged two-tiered justice system that protects Democrats at all costs while persecuting Republicans without any remorse at all. But if a century's worth of nostalgic television and film propaganda portraying the Bureau as a collection of white hats committed to doing good, lulled anyone into still believing the FBI is anything other than irredeemably corrupt and malevolent, from Director Ray down to the lowest parking attendant. Then an expose on Revolver News detailing the FBI's probable infiltration of the January 6th voting rights protest and political rally in D.C., and the likelihood that undercover agents instigated and actively participated in the events at the Capitol that day, should put the matter to bed once and for all. Wouldn't you think? Revolver went through the available indictments filed against Americans for breaching the Capitol and noted numerous unindicted co-conspirators, all playing various roles in the conspiracy, who have been neither named nor charged. When Revolver tees up with his reporting, Tucker Carlson smashes onto the green with his blunt conclusion. It means that in potentially every single case, there were FBI operatives. So they were organizing the attack on the Capitol on January 6th, the FBI, according to government documents. Armchair sleuths have been analyzing available footage of the day for months, and many have provided convincing evidence that they were members of Antifa and Black Lives Matter. Not only covertly infiltrated the pro-Trump rally crowd, but they were actively breaking glass windows and pushing into the Capitol complex. There's even a video of a small cell of initial trespassers dressed all in black from head to toe, operating in an organized fashion as they entered the premises. That has gone viral as purported evidence that the mayhem on January the 6th was due, at least partially, to the actions of a classic false flag operation meant to undermine the Trump supporters. What Revolver's analysis of the DOJ's charging document shows is that it's not just BLM and Antifa, but also FBI undercover agents were almost certainly up to no good that day. That's a lot of outside interlopers pretending to be Trump rallygoers for the FBI to insist the same MAGA crowd that has never once engaged in violence or property damage over the course of hundreds of similar events during the last 5 years, dressed in patriotic garb and draped in American flags, spontaneously turned a festive carnival-like party into a siege, into a rebellion. The FBI is a disgrace. They are traitors. They've given up their oath. They've given up their code. As all of this continues to come out, and it will, their reputation is going to suffer. And if this doesn't tank it, then what could? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court rejected a challenge to Obamacare, the third time it has preserved the 2010 health care law. Reacting to that news on the Senate floor, Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer.
The United States Supreme Court, in a 7-2 ruling, upheld the Affordable Care Act in the face of another legal challenge. So let me say definitively, the Affordable Care Act has won. The Supreme Court has just ruled the ACA is here to stay. And now we're going to try to make it bigger and better. establish once and for all affordable health care as a basic right of every American citizen.
The nation's unemployment line grew longer last week for the first time in more than a month. The Labor Department reporting 412,000 Americans filed initial claims for jobless benefits. USA Radio News. The Feds are continuing to discuss raising interest rates.
The Federal Reserve on Wednesday considerably raised its expectations for inflation this year, meaning interest rates could rise soon. The Fed did raise its inflation expectation to 3.4%. That's a full percentage point higher than March projections. The central bank gave no indication as to when it will begin cutting back on its aggressive bond buying program. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pride.
We now know where former President Donald Trump is planning to visit in Northeast Ohio next weekend. According to the organizers, a Save America event is to be held at the Lorain County Fairgrounds in Wellington on Saturday, June 26th.
Regardless of what happened on January 6th, those are always plans that are taken into consideration as we look at these kinds of situations. So, we just make contingency plans and put those in motion, and generally things go fairly well.
That's Wellington, Ohio Police Chief Tim Barfield. This is USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. When I was in the military, I was in during the 80s, during the Cold War, and one of the big things that we had to be concerned about overseas was nuclear, biological, and chemical warfare, NBC. And it was thought that there would be quite a bit of chemical warfare going on. So to that end, we trained a lot in various MOP levels. Now, this is MOP, M-O-P-P, Military Occupational Protective Posture. And this could mean anywhere from just putting on our mask, to putting on the mask and the protective suit, the gloves, the boots. It was truly a... it was a miserable way to go about your day. And yet we did it. We were able to do it. Now, one thing about masking is that when you go to put on a mask, you have to establish a seal around your face. There can be no gaps because gas can get into those gaps and then you're dead. And when you become dead or when you become a casualty, then it's going to take 7 people out of the fight to take care of you. So the goal here is to have more casualties on the opposing side than on our side. So as it is, segue now to 2020. And I've been watching how people are wearing masks. There's still people wearing masks. And, the problem with it is that some people, now some people are just wearing them because they have to wear a mask. They're not even trying to, they'll have like the Duck Dynasty beard. They're not even trying to cover that up. You cannot wear a mask with a beard, for example, and have a good seal. It all comes down to the seal on your face. This is why the military doesn't allow beards. Because you can't get a good seal on your protective mask. Now, having said that, did you know, right now, if you walk around any parking lot anywhere where shopping is going on, you'll see it just masks all over the ground. This is supposed to be medical waste, but it's, you know, they're all over the ground. And people keep using the same mask over and over again after they're in a pocket or in a purse or a car seat or a backpack. And then they are just dangling under their chin sometimes. All of this surface of this mask, as you're using it, is gathering cross-contaminants where they will gather and grow and fester. This is especially true for normal, healthy children who are actually also grubby disease vectors. So to this end, parents in Florida sent 5 kids' masks and 1 adult mask to a lab at the University of Florida. And the results were quite sobering. For the masks had plenty of dangerous pathogens on them. The only thing missing from the masks was COVID. Parents were concerned about potential contaminants on the mask, which is why they contacted University of Florida's Mass Spectrometry Research and Education Center for analysis. Each mask sent to the lab had been either new or freshly laundered at the start of the day. Then the kids and the adults wore them for 5 to 8 hours. The kids aged 6 through 11 wore their masks for in-person schooling. In addition, for each mask, the parents sent samples from a T-shirt that one of the children had been wearing. 3 of the masks were surgical masks, 2 were cotton, 1 was a poly gator. What did they find on the masks? Well, I'm going to do my very best. I failed medical school. Streptococcus pneumoniae, or pneumonia. Mycobacterium tuberculosis. They found meningitis and sepsis. Keratitis and granulomatous amoebic encephalitis, pneumonia, bloodstream infections, meningitis, UTIs, resistant to antibiotics. They found food poisoning. They found something called Borrelia burgdorferi, which causes Lyme disease. They found diphtheria. They found Legionnaire's disease. They found a Staphylococcus pyogenes serotype M3, which is a severe infection which has a high morbidity rate. And then just to, you know, make things, just to round things out, they found some more meningitis and sepsis. Half of the masks were contaminated with one or more strains of pneumonia-causing bacteria. 1/3 was contaminated with one or more strains of meningitis-causing bacteria. 1/3 was contaminated with dangerous antibiotic-resistant bacterial pathogens. And in addition, less dangerous pathogens were identified, including pathogens that could cause fever, ulcers, acne, yeast infection, strep throat, periodontal disease, Rocky Mountain spotted fever, and more. The only thing that did show up on these masks was COVID. Even though the test was sensitive enough to have revealed COVID, had it been present on the surface of these masks. I'm looking at a report where it's just showing what is on one of them. And, I mean, you know, it's sort of frightening. And it doesn't take a genius or even a neurotic person to figure out the stupidity of sticking a mask on a child's face for hours a day without regard for cross-contamination or the amount of time worn. This actually tells you how strong the immune systems of American children are, that we didn't have massive outbreaks of a medieval spectrum of dangerous diseases. If we find it in our heart of hearts to manage to survive what we're going through right now, we're going to look back on this interval and be as unable to comprehend what happened as we were when we struggled to understand the mindset of people leaving hundreds or thousands of years ago. We have just been through a 18-month prolonged period of collective madness, unlike anything we've ever seen before in American history. We had plenty of people telling us, this is not good, this does not work, this is actually bad. And we had just as many people telling us and enforcing it that we had to do it. So I asked a question the other day when I was being interviewed by another guy. If they're out there taking guns from law-abiding people and wanting to defund the police while they're turning the prisons inside out and letting these guys loose, what are they actually trying to do? And by the same token, in the same breath, I can further add to this, if they're taking and putting masks on children who don't need them, and all of this is literally in their face, to where it could, you know, and at the same time they're saying, wear a mask or you're in trouble, we'll fine you, we'll put you in jail, whatever it is, depending on where you're at. What are they trying to do? What are they trying to do here? I think it is a question well worth asking, and probably high time somebody asked it, but it just makes me wonder. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
That's the home of the binary trigger. That's the home of the San Luis line, the militia line, Reformation, the Providence line. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. You know, in the early days of the Nazi Party, Adolf Hitler understood the importance of getting the youth. Because if he couldn't get the parents, he'd get their kids. And he, you know, he had, I mean, that spawned the whole Hitler Youth movement. And what we have here in the United States now with critical race theory is their gambit to try to establish that sort of thing here. The problem is that we still have control of our children enough to where now details of critical race theory is beginning to leak out. And this is the stuff that's being brainwashed into our children. And, you know, this is going to cause a lot of backlash. A lot of backlash. A majority, 58%, express an unfavorable view of critical race theory. 38% expressed a favorable view. That's according to YouGov/Economist poll. This has caused a partisan split on the issue of critical race theory, with 86% of Democrats expressing a favorable view of the theory compared to 6% of Republicans, which, you know, of course it is, because Democrats play ID politics. The poll revealed that independents were more likely to side with the GOP, with 20% expressing a favorable view of critical race theory compared to 76% with an unfavorable view. Now, as all of this begins to unfold, you're going to start seeing statewide bans against teaching CRT. And even more significant may be grassroots efforts to elect school boards that will not simply ban CRT, but actually overhaul curricula and address the whole politically correct bullying that goes on and other elements of the politicization of the government-funded schools. John Hinderreger, a co-founder of Powerline and president at a Minnesota nonprofit, the Center for American Experiment, has launched a strategically targeted campaign in Minnesota to recruit activists at the local level to fight CRT at the school board level. School board elections are the Achilles heel of the leftist school indoctrination strategy. They are typically are very low turnout, which enables the unions to mobilize members, their friends and families, and those who make money off the schools, off of the largest employer in a given town, and elect compliant school boards. The Center for the American Experiment launched a 17-city tour of the state, gathering concerned citizens to meetings in all parts of the state. They had enthusiastic turnouts and targeted programs on skills needed to effect change, and it looks as though the unions are panicking at the prospects of informed citizens turning out for school board elections. If this works in Minnesota, it could spread like a prairie wildfire. In a post titled "The Battle Against CRT Gets Physical," Hinderreger describes efforts to silence his group's political speech. But consider there are two parts of the plan. Number one, disrupt meetings. Hinderreger writes, "Last night in Moorhead, a group of extremists showed up determined to disrupt our event. While they comprised no more than 10% of the crowd, they tried to take over the meeting and eventually got violent to the point where the police had to be called. One woman was led away in handcuffs. The altercation was the lead story in today's Fargo Forum. Woman arrested following scuffle after tensions flared during critical race theory conference in Moorhead." Number two, intimidate venues and canceling use of their space for meetings. Hinderreger once again writes, "Black Lives Matter, the Duluth chapter of the NAACP, went after the country club in Duluth that was slated to host our event there tomorrow with, among other things, a Facebook campaign. The club caved under the pressure. We found another venue, a Holiday Inn, but they gave in too within a matter of hours from the far left when they began to apply pressure." But they're not going to be deterred. This has started. This is in motion. This is not something that can be, you know, slowed down or undone. If you want to go check this out, go look for a disruption of a meeting from KBRR Television in Fargo. Now, law professor Glenn Reynolds of Instapundit writes, "Sue them. Sounds like a conspiracy to deprive people of their civil rights by shutting down their free speech." Now, before he retired from active practice of law, John Hinderreger was a highly regarded and feared member of the Minnesota Bar and litigator. As the tour his well-organized group reveals, he is a first-rate strategist as well. And a well-timed civil rights lawsuit may well be in the future. But setting a trend for a nationwide campaign to take over school boards has got to be a top priority. We need another Newt Gingrich to nationalize this kind of stuff. But we can do that ourselves. You know, when I say we need that, I'm not giving you enough credit. You can do that yourselves. You can do that yourselves. Now, why is this important? It's important because, take me, for example. How much more time have I got left on this planet to fight the good fight, to actually be viable in the good fight? 10 years, 15 years? What have I got left? And if the children of this nation are turned, then there is no civil war. There's no great reckoning or anything. There's just simply one group and one philosophy fades away, and another one takes hold. No fanfare. No shocking violence. And the nation becomes less than it was. The United States that I grew up in the Midlands of South Carolina, where I was bused to a black neighborhood, and where school integration was forced, and all these other things, and we dealt with it, we lived with it, and we complied with it, and had no issues with it. And yet nothing ever changed due to it. because that was the thing. The reason we had to be bussed in is because we didn't live in the communities. And now we've gone completely opposite of that now to where they want segregation. All the race hustlers, they want us segregated. They want us separated. And when, you know, when you sit back and you think about it, I saw some special on TV one time where there was this one guy, and he was at the end of his life, and they were bringing him some paperwork at the hospital, and like they gave him something to sign off on, and it was basically three pages. And this was, he looked at that and he said, "This is the sum of my life, these three pages." Do we want our life to mean that, or do we want our life to mean that we watched out, that we kept the faith, that we kept the republic? We are the generation. My generation is the generation that followed the greatest generation. And we failed. We are failing. But we haven't. It's not over yet. These things they're doing to assail the republic and everything else. I would expect it because they think the wind is at their backs. But they're about to experience an electoral bloodbath, the likes of which they've never considered. Because there's no more pretending with them. They are unmasked. Definitely figuratively. So, we got to fight this. We got to keep the youth focused on education and not indoctrination. Coming up next, we're going to Planet Rick. We're going to join Rick Ector. This is Lock and Load. Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.